Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is Saturday, June 6th, and we're trying to get you prepared for crystal ball or let you know what you need to so you can do whatever it is you need to do. It is also the 76th anniversary of D-Day, and I just thought I'd acknowledge that some of the things that you may or may not know. The D in D-Day doesn't actually stand for anything. VE Day is victory in Europe, VJ Day, victory over Japan, but the D really isn't short for departure or decision. The military, even as far back as World War I, used D-Day to designate a launch date of a mission. One reason was to keep the actual date out of the hands of spies. Another was to save as a placeholder until an actual date was chosen. They also used H hour for the specific time of the launch. So if people tell you D-Day, the D and D mean something, that they're not necessarily accurate. Cynthia Lee Sheng joins us now, president of Jefferson Parish. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Tommy?
What else would you rather be doing on a Saturday afternoon besides anything else but this, right?
I know. It's so early in the season for us to be doing this, but we are prepared, and we just need everybody to be prepared. But it is a very, very early storm for us to be going through this.
You want to work north-south from Kenner to Grand Isle, or go south-north from Grand Isle up to Kenner?
We're a big parish with a lot of different risk factors. That's certainly true. You know, a storm shows how diverse we are as a parish. So certainly Grand Isle. We're calling for a mandatory evacuation. They get, you know, the tide comes up and LA1, it just gets inundated. So they have been under a mandatory evacuation since 6 a.m. this morning. A voluntary evacuation for Lafitte, you know, Lower Lafitte, Crown Point, Barataria area. So they, too, hide, you know, the water gets high, it blocks the road. I'll be heading down to Lafitte in a little bit, actually, just to check on them, because they're outside of the levee protection area. They're also exposed when the West Closure Complex closes. So, you know, we certainly know they're very, very vulnerable outside of the levee protection system. And then for those of us in the greater, you know, New Orleans area up here in this area, today should be a very busy day for everyone. I mean, you should be getting your food, then going home, getting your food and water for the next 2 days so you don't have to go out, and then going to your house and clearing your catch basin and removing the loose limbs on your trees, which you know are going to come off, right? So get the loose ones down and be safe about it, because I remember after one storm, a lot of the hospital visits were just people dealing with tree limbs and stuff, you know, getting poked in the eye and that kind of thing. But bringing in your garbage bins and tying any of your loose items, you know, the patio furniture, my patio furniture is inside right now, your smokers, your grills, the flower pots, anything.
Wait,
that can
really?
Be a
you brought the patio furniture inside?
I did not. My kids did.
No, but I mean,
door that they can fit it in. Yes. So
because
yeah,
you think
I brought my patio furniture.
You think it's gonna be that bad, or is it?
You just want to secure
furniture?
Everything outside. I don't want my patio furniture hitting the side of my house and putting a dent in my, you know, so I just to secure everything. Now, my patio furniture might not be as heavy as other people's, but you just really want to secure completely the outside of your house of any loose items, you know, the umbrellas, anything that could fly. I mean, you know, winds are going to expect to be high, a lot of rain, a lot of flash flooding. But, yeah, all of those decorations you have, your garbage cans, your recycling bins, absolutely secure all that. The pool umbrellas, those kind of things, secure all that. And then, Tommy, you know, the critical situation is if it floods, we have so many open canals. I have personally seen it does not take a lot to where you don't know where the road ends and the canal begins. So when it floods, of course, it's such an inconvenience for us. Of course, you know, you get your car ruined, but that's where we can say this is a fatal situation, you know, along West Esplanade Canal, and it floods. And now all of a sudden you think you're on the road and you're over a canal. Very, very dangerous situations with just a little bit of flooding when you're living with canals, and we do all over the place. So So everybody should be extremely, extremely busy today, right? So
you would, well, you would think,
I know you
but
are.
I'm not. The reason I asked that, Cynthia, is because I got like metal patio furniture, you know, with the holes in it, whatever you call it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrought iron.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, there's no way this is going to be serious enough for me to move any of that. But do you think it will be, or I should?
Well, I mean, the greatest threat is rainfall and flooding. Then there's a moderate threat of tropical force winds, and up to 60 miles per hour. So I guess it depends on where you are, where the banding is. But it's going to get knocked around. Of course, you know, that stuff gets knocked around a lot. And I just don't want it hitting my house. You know, I'm not going to say it's going to come through your window or anything like that. But it could cause damage to the outside of your house, I would definitely think, you know, if it gets knocked around.
I'm thinking that. You just got tired of seeing them teenagers sitting around doing nothing. So it's like,
you know.
I'm going to give you some busy work here.
You have a teenager too. I know, Tommy. So you got to keep them busy. Keep them out of trouble.
24 years old now and on the payroll.
Oh, well, no, I didn't realize she was that old, because I remember meeting her in high school at high school time. So, wow.
By the way, get ready, Cynthia, because they're going to be on the payroll for a while. So,
yes, I know. I hear you. Especially with this economy. You know, a lot of people are still on their parents' payroll with this COVID, certainly.
So get ready. I know what it's like to be a small business owner now. So let's get back to Cristobal. The people in Lafitte. I know they got this place where it seems as though when the water comes up, people were stuck there for like a couple of days. What's changed in terms of, I guess, flood protection as it relates to Lafitte in the last 10 years? Has anything changed? Have they made any progress
There are levees, and that we have a lot of planning for that. There has definitely been improvements, but they are definitely, you know, outside of our hurricane protection system. And the water, you know, they take on water from both sides, and it quickly, where you don't see anything on the east bank or on the west bank, it quickly inundates the road there. And you need a high water vehicle, or sometimes you just get blocked in, you know, and it goes down eventually, but they definitely get blocked in. So that's why we're calling for a voluntary evacuation, especially, you know, it's one thing to say I can ride out the storm, but you just don't know, you know, if the electricity goes out and you're vulnerable and you get hot, now you have a medical condition, and you're just not able to get to where you need to be very quickly. I mean, it might takes you longer to get to West Jefferson Medical Center or something like that. So certainly it becomes a much dangerous situation when you have a medical event. It's hot. We're expecting the electricity to be out. So if you're one of those people who are very vulnerable to those risks, you just need to get out of that area. Absolutely.
All right, hang on. I'm going to pick it up. I'm sorry. Hang on. We got to take a break. I'm going to pick it up here when we come back. All right. Cynthia Lee Shang is our guest. WWL. okay, here we go. Cynthia Lee Shang is our guest, the president of Jefferson Parish. We will take a break and be right back here on WWL. All right, Tommy Tucker here with Cynthia Lee Shang, president of Jefferson Parish. And we're just trying to give you a little, preview of what the people of Jefferson Parish can expect and what it is that they should be doing. So from, West Wego on north, Cynthia, people should just wait and watch. And what kind of time frame is the National Weather Service giving you on rain, winds, et cetera?
So we're hearing that it's going to start later tonight. You know, the winds are going to start up, probably get bad in the wee hours of tonight and into, you know, before Sunday, you know, right after it starts to begin Sunday. So certainly you want to get settled for this evening, be home, stay off the street, and stay home all tomorrow because, you know, it's dangerous to be out in a heavy wind event and with this rain and the visibility, obviously, of your car. It's not the time to be out on the street. So, again, today should be a day where you're going to get your food that you can stay in tomorrow, your food and your water for the next 2 days, and just, you know, be careful on that. I will say, Tommy, you know, we just had a hurricane, the first hurricane press conference for the start of hurricane season on June 1st. Mm-hmm. So never did we think we had a press conference yesterday. We would be on June 5th having another press conference yesterday. But it's just true of what they were saying. When you're looking at this season was supposed to be a 60% chance of an above normal storm season. Tropical Storm Cristobal is setting a record. The third named storm usually does not happen until August. And here we are, you know, 5 days into hurricane season, 6 days into hurricane season, and we're having our first third named storm. So certainly we did not expect to be in this position so early, but we're ready in Jefferson Parish. You know, we have nearly 200 pumps, 192 pumps. We had one pump that was down. Our drainage director told me it was fixed. It was out for repair. It's up. We're at full 100% capacity with 192 pumps operational. And, you know, our folks are spending the day topping off the fuel tanks at our pump stations and clearing up debris in the street and just making sure, you know, we draw down our canals and doing all those things, tapping the stockpiles of, you know, rocks and all those things, securing construction sites that we were doing. So we're all very busy. Like I said, everybody who's doing their job should be very busy, and the citizens should be very busy as well. There's a lot going on right now, certainly. And I know everybody's focused on today's, yesterday was the opening of phase two, but today really needs to be about preparing for the storm and just securing your home and being safe through the next 2 days.
In terms of phase two and businesses finally getting open, and then as you said, this happens, are you making any suggestions to businesses in Jefferson Parish tomorrow at all, or just let them use their common sense?
I think it's common sense, but I think everybody should be in tomorrow, you know. So some business owners are closing early today, and they need to secure their businesses as well. But I think, you know, they're in that mode. We're excited to be in phase two. Less of an excitement now because this is sort of taking our attention off of it. I think you'd have a lot more people going out, you know, being on phase two, and this is sort of taking our eye off of it a little bit. But, you know, it's good to get to that next phase. It shows how hard we've worked to be able to get to that next phase. You know, our numbers have come down significantly. Our testing, we just recently passed 50,000 tests that we've conducted in Jefferson Parish. We still test aggressively. Unfortunately, our Ilario Center has been open since March. We've had to shut that down. The National Guard was, of course, reassigned to deal with this tropical storm. So we just shut down all this week for Ilario Center testing, and it'll reopen next Saturday, I think, with a new team of National Guard there to help us. So we're all, this storm is really affecting all of us in every ways, even with COVID. But certainly we never can take our focus off of COVID. It's still very much here. But having said that, phase two shows that we are learning to live with COVID here, and that we're able to get 50% capacity in our restaurants and our coffee shops and our cafes, and that the food courts and the malls are allowed to open, and that certainly in Jefferson Parish, all of our departments, you know, look different. You're going to be able to go to the library and baseball and summer camp is on. So that's very exciting for us, but we'll be deterred for a couple days with this storm and get back to, you know, fighting COVID in our community. And we're doing very well with that. We really are, Tommy.
Yesterday you texted in the morning about on Heritage, I think it was, in Terry Parkway, 300 tests available. Mm-hmm. Did you do all of those, or did they do all of those?
I don't know. I think, you know, the day before they said you all got the numbers up. You all said it on the radio, and we had people come in. I don't know that we reached capacity, but when I was there in the morning, there was no one there. So I know you all helped that effort to get that word out. It's all about communication. And, mm-hmm. you know, the problem we're seeing at these testing centers, we've always stood up Ilario. We're trying to get into neighborhoods in different pockets, and we're having to hit, you know, do it quickly, 2 days here, 3 days here. So the promotion is tough because by the time you're finding out about it, it's gone. So, you know, that's what we're reassessing because we want, you know, if Ochsner and LCMC is setting their people up, our general services, our recreation, our emergency management team is setting up the site, we want to reach capacity. And I think we're trying to, we had some in quick succession and we weren't able to reach capacity. But the other good thing about that, Tommy, is like if people felt sick, they would have sought us out, right? And so that's good. At the beginning, if people were feeling sick, we were at capacity and having to turn people away. So that's one good sign, but we're really encouraging everyone now to get tested. You know, everyone to get tested, even if you don't have symptoms. We believe that there's a lot of people, you know, asymptomatic spread, so we're just wanting everybody to get tested. And the tests are there, certainly at the beginning of this. The tests were very not available. They're available now. So we will get through this storm and get back to full speed on testing again.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. I really do. You have a good weekend. Stay safe.
Thank you. Be safe. Thank you, Tom.
You bet. You too. Cynthia Lee Shang, president of Jefferson Parish. We're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk to Mike Cooper, president of St. Tammany Parish. I've already got a couple of questions coming in about St. Tammany Parish. So if you have any, just take a second, text them to our new all-inclusive text number at 504-260-1870, and I'll pass them along. Tommy Tucker, this is some special coverage as Tropical Storm Cristobal approaches WWL.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.